The next patient is Brunilda Santiago. The last name is S-A-N-T-I-A-G-O. First name, B-R-U-N-I-L-D-A. This is the clinical case of a 70-year-old Hispanic female that has more than 25-year history of diabetes mellitus. The patient's compliance with the recommendations regarding plant-based diet, fluid restriction, and schedule with the meals, avoiding snacking, has been not accurate. This patient has a severe alteration in the diabetes mellitus in terms of getting hemoglobin A1C that is more than 10%. So when we get the estimated GFR in this patient is more than 90%, but probably is not an accurate reading due to the fact that she has hyperfiltration. She has a serum creatinine of 0.7 and a BUN of 12. The protein creatinine ratio is normal. The microalbumin creatinine ratio is normal. And despite of the fluctuations in the blood sugar, the kidney has not been affected. She continues to be a CKD 2. Following number, diabetes mellitus, the patient is followed by endocrinology for this diabetes mellitus that he's way out of control. In the latest evaluation, there was an increase in the administration in Soliqua, S-O-L-I-Q-U-A, to 30 units once a day. Continue with the Humulin 70-30, 50 units once a day. Metformin, 1,000 milligrams POBID, and glimepiride, 5 milligrams BID. The patient has failed trulicity and bidurium because of the GI effects. We hope that these changes are going to get the blood sugar under better control, hemoglobin A1C more than 11%. Number three, the patient had a cardiac arrhythmia that has been evaluated by the electrophysiologist. The patient went to Tampa and underwent ablation and continues to be under the care of the cardiologist. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is mixed with elevation of the cholesterol and LDL. The patient is recommended to take the medication that has been prescribed. Following number, the patient has blindness in the right eye and retinopathy in the left eye. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is under control. Following number, osteoarthritis. This patient is complaining of pain at all times and she abuses Tylenol and ibuprofen. She says that she takes ibuprofen 800 milligrams more than one time a day. She is discouraged of this practice. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory, the face-to-face 15 minutes, documentation 7 minutes.